Now we have to make sure we can pay for our groceries. SongTrust removes the complexity of the publishing landscape and offers detailed access to data otherwise not directly available, helping songwriters, artists, producers, managers, publishers, labels, lawyers, distributors, and more simplify music rights management and the administration of music publishing assets, performing rights, and digital licensing. SongTrust provides solutions for corporate clients including CD Baby, Downtown Music Publishing, The Orchid, Symphonic, and Sub Pop Publishing. You want to be sure and visit songtrust.com/pubcast to take advantage of their 20% off the one-time registration just for listening to the AIMP Nashville Pubcast. And now let's get on with our episode. Welcome back, my favorite listeners. How's 2020 going? This episode of the AIMP Nashville Pubcast, you get to know Kevin McCarty and Richard Casper of We Should Write Sometime. We discuss how using tech can help reshape the way songwriters come together. Hey everybody, on this episode of the Nashville Pubcast, I have Kevin McCarty and Richard Casper here to talk about their amazing app that they have invented, right? Do we call it invented or developed? Is developed a better word?
Created, yeah, well, even co-founded, launched, co-founded, we don't even know what to say, because then people are like, oh, you guys are developers? We're like, well, no, but we came up with the concept, and yeah, we put it the money down, and we did this.
We co-founded it.
Yeah, co-founded.
Co-founded. Yeah. You leave the smart stuff to the developers, right?
Is well, that kind of the key? It's more just, we need somebody to build it, and so we need developers to build it, and then we'll run the business.
And being that I have yet to actually give the name of the app, do you guys want to tell us what your app is?
Yeah, it's called We Should Write Sometime. So any songwriters probably have heard that before.
They call it the Nashville Handshake.
There you go. Which, when I first met with you guys and you were approaching me about this app, I thought that was great. And I'm, again, super excited to have you guys with me today, because we talk about a lot of tech here and tools that people use, but I haven't had as many episodes with co-founders of apps, as we'll call it. I almost called you developers again, but give me a little history that led you guys into this amazing adventure you've been on.
Yeah, Richard, why don't you rock and roll, because it kind of leads into my piece.
Yeah, my the reason I'm in town in Nashville is because I started a nonprofit called CreativeVets. I actually co-founded that as well with Linda Tarson. But when I was coming out here, I knew I needed songwriters, because what I do is I pair songwriters with veterans to help share their story. So I don't even drink alcohol, but I spend hours and hours at bars trying to find the perfect songwriter. And then after I hear them speak or sing, and I'm like, I love this guy's music, I love this girl's music, I go and I say, hey, how would you like to write with a veteran? I bring veterans in town every month. And so the moment I met my now-to-be wife, all of a sudden, I didn't want to go out anymore. So I was like, how can I still find songwriters without going out and networking with writers? Why isn't there something that we can just sit on the comfort of our own home, like in our house, on our couch, and just find songwriters? And that's when it kind of hit me. So I called Kevin right away. I still remember I was coming from the gym. And I actually called a few people, and then, but Kevin was the one that really jumped at it, because I kind of wait. I know with my brain injury that I'll always be a co-founder. There's a lot of stuff I can't do. So I reached out to Kevin, and he was the one that just said, let's do this.
Still kind of offended. There was a couple calls before me, but I've gotten past that point. But
he was working out his speech to you.
Yeah, he was practicing his pitch, I guess. But when I moved to Nashville 5 years ago, kind of around the same time Richard did, my goal was to get into music tech. I'd played music my whole life since I was, like, you know, in eighth grade, and was in like a cover band in college. And so, like, my love for music has been around for a long, long time. I just knew I wasn't going to make it professionally, but my other passion is in tech and in business. And so I figured I'm going to move to Nashville to try to combine those two things, and worked on a small startup in the music tech world when I first got to Nashville, and then, you know, asked to join a buddy of mine. He was doing a podcast as well, you know, a good friend of ours, Donald Jenkins, called Nashville Hits Collecting Dust, and just kind of was his Chewy, if you will, kind of his sidekick. Just really just throwing jabs at Donald. No, he was fantastic, but was bringing on a lot of singer-songwriters, artists, and musicians. And it was around the same time Richard approached this idea with me, and I kept hearing the same thing as we were doing the podcast with those singers and songwriters, of when they first moved to town, having a difficult time meeting and connecting with other songwriters and kind of finding their group and who they were going to write music with. And just, I kept hearing that same thing over and over again. And so when Richard came, he was like, hey, I have this idea. And I was like, well, that's amazing timing because I keep hearing that same problem too. And then we did, you know, 3 hours of research like that night and just kind of saw that there was nothing out there app based that's solely focused on connecting songwriters to set up co-writes. And so I think I ran home and grabbed a big whiteboard and we started doing, you know, wireframe sketch drawings, and Richard's like drawing profiles of, you know, what the app could look like, and reach out to a buddy of mine that was a developer and said, hey, here's an idea. Scope it out and see how much it would cost, how long it would take, and let's get this thing rocking and rolling. And, you know, that was over the course of one night. And so that was kind of the start of the whole thing.
So let's just start from the beginning. We'll say I'm a beginning writer and I'm going to use this app. What is kind of the process and what do you use within the app so that you can decide whether you want to hook up with another writer or not?
So it's a completely free app. So that's the first part that's awesome, because you probably just moved to town and you're just bootstrapping it, trying to meet as many people as you can.
Well,
so
writers make all kinds of money. What are you talking about? Especially up-and-coming writers.
That's right.
So you would you put on a profile, kind of like the dating apps. You just put one photo up there. You don't need six of them because you don't need that much detail about who you're actually meeting. But then in the description box, it's open form. So you could say, hey, I wrote a bunch of songs over here. I did this. Or I'm not a songwriter yet, but I write poetry and I'm trying to get into songwriting. So that's the key, is all the stuff that you want to say that you're thinking another songwriter might want to see, put it right there. And then you get to actually list your, like if you do melody, if you do top line, if you do lyrics, if you do guitar. So you can list everything that you can do on there. So it's like the dating world where if you're trying to find the perfect date, you say, I'm just a lyricist and I need someone who's really good with melody and could do guitar or piano. While I'm swiping on there, I'm specifically looking for that. So the moment I see a person that has those little attributes, I'm like, oh, this person, swipe right.
And the other key to that is being able to link digital, your socials, anything from SoundCloud, Spotify, YouTube. That way it's, hey, I've got music out there. Let's listen to you so you can understand their style, genre, and kind of what, on a deeper level, I'm saying, hey, you know, I can listen to their stuff already before I get in a room with them. So you can have a good understanding of what that write is going to look like or feel like and sound like before you say, hey, we should write some time. And then you get in the room and you go, oh, we both do lyrics. We need someone that does melody and those type of things.
So it's pretty much just a complete songwriter profile that you're handing over to someone else without exchanging phone numbers too, because we're trying to be conscious of that as well. In Nashville, there's a lot of pretty girls and there's a lot of guys that will meet up and say, let's write. And that's kind of scary because now you're giving your number out. And then if it's a horrible write or kind of a creepy write, now they have your number. This app is just like the dating apps too, where once you swipe and you guys connect, it's all app-based. So all the messaging is through the app. So you can extend your number to them if you want to, but you can do everything on the app. And the moment it's, if it's a horrible thing, you just block them. If it's beautiful, you guys can exchange numbers and keep writing.
Well, that's awesome. Now, you said you could link to SoundCloud, YouTube, or those, but do you have availability to upload any music, or is it typically off-site?
Whatever's online. So you can do a website, you can do any Facebook,
Dropbox,
Instagram, anything you want to link, you can put on there.
And so how long have you guys had this app up and running now?
Yeah, so we went live, and we call it live, you know, it's you know, an app, right? So you want to get it out there and get some testing going. So from like May of last year, 2018, is when it was available on the stores. But we really didn't go live until, you know, fall, maybe November 2018. And a lot of that reason is because we're developing push notifications and Facebook and Google login, and just we're making it so once a user first gets on there, it's, oh, everything that I expect from a beta app, if you will, is available, and the user gets a good experience the first time. Obviously, there's always things that we want to always improve on and build out and put in new features and functionality, and we have an extensive roadmap. But so, you know, about a year, a little over a year, and there's organic growth is where we've been, just because, again, we bootstrapped a lot of this as a startup, and so we've got, you know, roughly 2,500 downloads, all organic across US, Canada, and Australia. And so a lot of it's just been word of mouth. We haven't spent really any money on a big launch or marketing or those type of things. And So it's still new, but we are excited about the growth that we've seen. That's just been pretty organic.
Have you found that since it's so broad, if people are from all over the place, do you have a option to Skype ride? I guess I could set that up, or you could build it in the app probably.
Glad you asked that. And what we built in kind of when we first launched it, what we were waiting on was the geolocation feature. And so what this allows you to do is, obviously, when you first get on there, it is taking a radius, just like those dating apps are saying, hey, who's around you? But what we also built in was giving you the ability to change your location. So a good example of this is, say you're from New York and you're wanting to set up some rights in advance here in Nashville. You can go into the app and just say, hey, I'm going to be in Nashville January 12th through the 15th. I'm looking to set up co-rights in advance. Boom, you can just do that within the app. And then that way you're not spending time, money, and effort coming out here to set up rights for a future date, wasting money, and you don't know if those rights are going to be that great, but this way you're doing some vetting in a different location before you get there.
That's fantastic. So I know, Richard, when you and I originally sat down, one of the things I thought was, well, that's kind of my job, because I work with writers that have deals and all of that, and we started discussing that the audience really for this app is the new and up and coming who are going to have more of a challenge. They don't have somebody in their corner, but I do know that you're working on building different tiers to the app as well, correct?
Yeah, and a part of the job that we're actually trying to do is not only make it easier for the songwriter, we're actually trying to make it easier for the publisher. We're trying to get to a point to where right now you have all these newer songwriters getting on, and it's awesome, they're connecting and they're trying to get place for publishing, but we also want a place for published writers to go. And when published writers, when their publisher may not be able to link them with people in LA, but they know they're going to be out there for 2 or 3 weeks, we want them to also have access to other people. So we're talking about doing a tiered series where it may be a blue check mark. So all the writers who have publishing deals or have had, we haven't set the complete parameters around it, but say they have top 40s, no matter when their career was, give them a blue check mark. So now they fly to London, they fly to Australia, they fly to LA, and now they can choose and connect with each other. So what we wanted to do was at one point build out a platform that's really good for the publisher as well, so you guys could even focus more on all the other things that you do and not as much as carrying a calendar for one of the songwriters.
Well, in that language, what I would say what we really need is, and we've joked because we haven't figured it out yet, is I need a third, because usually what happens is people cancel all the time. So you should set up a chat feature that does, where do I go, all right, so-and-so just got a cancellation, I need a third, and people can jump in. Just throw that in out there.
That's actually what we're going to do. We're going to have a boost up. So the moment you get canceled on, you put it on there and you're the first person to be seen by everybody else. And they know that you've been canceled on, so they know that you're trying to write that day. So that's actually a feature we talked about.
Yeah, there'll be, you know, what we see is like an icon, right? Like ready today to write, and then also adding in a third writer as well. So like all of that in the roadmap is just going to be what's going to make this process a much more efficient and a time saver, but also just so it's like, oh, I can easily find someone to make that happen.
And we love this feedback, because that's actually why we built these things out. So like the three-way rights, because even our developers, one of them is a songwriter, and she mentioned about how cool it'd be if they can connect with or pull a third person in. And we're like, oh yeah, why don't we think about that? And then as we meet with publishers, like, hey, actually, I forgot that gentleman we met with a while ago, but he says pre-1997, a lot of publishers didn't actually set up the rights. He said it was when a lot of the hit writers started having multiple people like trying to contact them and set up rights that it became the publisher's job after that. And so then again, we're like, well, let's try to strip that back down so the publisher could really focus on everything else.
Yeah, there was my early days. I'm not going to say how old I am, but yes, I rarely ever did calendars. Plus, it was pre-internet, so there's no Google Cal, and they would really go photocopy their what do they call them, day runners or whatever. They'd photocopy that and hand you, here's the dates you can work with. That's how it worked in the early days. But now it's probably 80% of my day is taken up with calendar management. That is what we do, you know, and trying to. The other one is confirm rights. So there you go. Hopefully you have it built in where there's some AI back there. So if we set something up that could trigger like, hey, reminder that you have this right if you're going to cancel, see?
Yeah, and we have push notifications. So it goes right to their phone rather than you have to worry about all that.
The writer will still call me.
No, I know.
They'll still call me. It's the beauty. I need a job. I need them to need me still. But I love the beauty and the simplicity. And again, I think this is such a a really needed app for where we're at, and especially with the sense, you know, there's so much availability of different writers from different countries. I love the fact you can, you know, be maybe in the UK and have the app and know you're going to come to Nashville and help plan out your, you know, your writing schedule. And maybe you get here and you go, oh, I forgot. I didn't know so-and-so was here, and I can maybe hit them up. And it's really a brilliant plan so far for me.
And as you said earlier too, about the Skype writing and stuff, we're also hoping that just takes, so if someone in Australia wanted to geolocate right now to Nashville, they can, and they could set up in their profile saying just looking for Skype rights. And all of a sudden they can meet a bunch of people that they're trying to link up with. Even right now they can do that.
People feel comfortable setting up rights this way? Because like you said, the old school way would be either in a bar, going to events, writers rounds, walking up to somebody. Because I know a lot of people have social anxiety, or even going up, like you just heard a writer, and sometimes it is kind of awkward. Just walk up, dude, I love what you're doing, I want to write. Because as the writer that just got down, you don't know this person from Adam, really. So you're like, oh, I don't know. And I get hit up as a publisher all the time in situations like that. So I would assume that the feedback on that's been great and really helped, been advantageous, I guess is the word I'm looking for, and helping coordinate more rights, I guess.
Well, as you know, a lot of people, even a lot of the hit writers in town, are introverts. And so you don't ever think about them being at a whiskey jam or being at these writers' nights. And sometimes I'm like, how did they survive? How did they get there with it being kind of socially awkward to get to that point? And that's a few of our users. We went to the ASCAP Expo, and a bunch of people came up to us, and they talked about that, how it's really hard for them to just go up to a person or to talk to a person. They always feel, and there's a story I told Kevin when we first started, that I had a friend from Illinois who came down here for 2 months and tried to get into the scene, but he couldn't. And he's still one of my favorite singer-songwriters, and he produces his own music in Bloomington, Illinois. And he came down for 2 months, left because he didn't know how to connect. And then when he went up there, he had a kid, and now he's just staying up there. He's a farmer. And I'm just like, if our app existed when he came down here, his life could be so much different.
That's a great way to look at it. I love that thought process. Do you know that if you have any success stories yet? Because you mentioned you have you heard any songs anybody's written?
Yeah.
Some magical pairings?
Yeah, we've put them out on Social One, and then we've got a pipeline, because what I've done with the users now is saying, hey, we want to promote your songs, and obviously we want to do some vetting with it too, just to make sure it sounds good enough to promote and do all of those things. But that's the goal, right, is to show somebody that maybe would have never connected with this person. They could be in two different cities. They write a song. We get it out there and someone hears it, and then they get some sort of, you know, going on the next stage of the process or songwriting career, which would have never happened without us, right? And so we're at that stage now that just connect, write songs, let's get us out there. And then using, you know, the network and the people Richard is able to get in front of how do we help those songwriters and show us a massive success story. Still a little early for that, but for me, it's the success of seeing two people that would have never met before met on our app, and they've written a song, and now we can put it out, and hopefully it gets heard by the right people in the right industry. And
we had one, success in kind of the scenario we talked about earlier, where it was actually a girl in her profile said, I'm from New York or New Jersey area, and I'll be in town November 6th through 8th. And I knew I was going to be in Texas during that time, but I still swiped right on her. When we matched, I said, hey, I'm a co-founder of this app. I only matched with you to kind of see what this process is, because you're the exact writer we're going towards, the person who doesn't live in Nashville, who's already planning on flying out here to meet songwriters. Let me know how this app does for you. And so a few days go by, and I come back to Nashville, and I get back on there, and I message her, and she says, I had 3 days in town, and I had 3 writes, and I met them all in this app, and they're fantastic. So I'm definitely going to keep using this. I hope it grows in the New York area, because that's where mostly I write. And so to us, that was a huge success, because she could have spent all 3 days out here just trying to find those rights. And then she spent, what, $1,000 coming out here, if not more, especially with Nashville prices. Mm-hmm. And we helped her find those people. And now we're hoping those songs will keep on growing.
Yeah, usually I have found over the years of doing this that a lot of people, especially when they're out of town, they do have to come on at least one or two fact finding, try to get the word out to get then set up the rights for the next trip. So yes, you probably saved them thousands of dollars actually.
In time, right? I think it's, hey, I could meet you in person when I come here and be like, oh my gosh, I'm writing with Tim next month. And then we get in the room together and we're like, well, this isn't exactly what I was looking for, because I didn't know, you know, style, genre, what skills you had and what you play. And it's like, well, he's a nice guy, but I actually was looking for this in another songwriter. This will help weed out, you know, the people that you weren't exactly looking for, but you could have met in person the first time you came.
As much as Nashville is like a tech forward town in a lot of ways, because I know I came out of the tape room and you see the different ways that music's been delivered. I will also say is when it comes to the business itself, we're really slow to transition. So I have to ask the question, have you guys found any pushback or challenges is coming in with this app that could, I don't know if threatens the right word, or challenge what some people do for a living, and you're making it easier to a degree?
Sure. I mean, there has been a couple instances where we've gotten some pushback, if you will, in terms of, hey, part of my organization is to help set up co-writes. And something we were just trying to help with is saying that we can make this faster and easier for you, and let's partner up in some way. Because at the end of the day, we're just here to help songwriters. And so, like, I think naturally anytime you introduce something from the tech side that overlaps in terms of what people do on a daily basis or an organization does on a daily basis and people pay them for, and we're sitting here saying it's a free app, there's naturally going to be some hesitancy of saying, well, are they impeding on our revenue streams, if you will? And so we've had a little bit of that, but I think it was expected. But I think it's one of those where our intention isn't to say, oh, you know, let's take people out of business or their job or work. It's how do we work together to help the songwriters do what they love? And there's a way to make it happen. And it's a matter of, you know, the people at the top wanting to be open to that conversation. There's, you know, obviously I don't want to speak specifics on it, but we've gotten a little bit of that for sure.
You know him.
You've gotten some encouragement as well, though, I'd assume.
100%. I think it's where, you know, we've had conversations with, you know, the PROs and people within there that are super excited about this, because I think, you know, we had one person say, well, sometimes we don't know what to tell a new songwriter that just moved to town, how to meet people if, like we were saying before, if they're super introverted and going out and meeting people at a network event is scary.
Well, and as you know, the PRO reps, there's not very many of them, and there's a lot of songwriters. So to us, they saw us as a value proposition, because now when the writer comes to them and says, hey, I'm going to be in Nashville next week, how do I connect with other songwriters? They can instantly say, hey, there's an app called We Should Write Time you can download for free and just geolocate out here or use it when you're out here. So we see ourselves aligning with PROs very well, but it's just getting to the higher echelon of them to tell them, hey, this is what we're doing. Let's partner on a bigger scale to offer this to all your songwriters.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the AIMP Nashville Pubcast. Subscribe now in your favorite podcast platform and follow us at AIMP Nashville to keep up with news, events, panels, and even new episodes. The AIMP Nashville Pubcast is created by executive producers Dale Bobo and Tim Hunsey, producer Brandon Harrington, mixing and editing by Casey Porter. Thanks for listening and supporting the AIMP Nashville Pubcast.